Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday. It's going to be sunny. We'll have a high close to 80 degrees. 52 right now is what the temperature is in Kenosha. It's 47 in Burlington. Last time you saw the 40s in temperatures anywhere. In Milwaukee, 57 degrees. It's also 57 in Racine. Police in Kenosha investigating a shooting incident that occurred Sunday morning around 8:30 in the 6700 block of 24th Avenue. A news release provides very few details other than that the initial 911 call about shots fired sent officers to a residence on that block, and they found an adult male inside with a gunshot wound. The victim taken to one of the hospitals in unknown condition. The release is asking the public to help them out trying to figure out who did it, to call the police detective unit or the Kenosha Area Crime Stop. Could be a couple of court appearances today in reference to a woman accused of killing her ex-boyfriend in Kenosha with help from her brother and who was returned over the weekend from Seattle by the U.S. Marshals Service. There's a 9 a.m. court appearance for Donna Matthews in the courtroom of Judge Bruce Schrader on judicial substitution motions. Then there's also the matter of her first appearance on the murder allegation, which will either happen this afternoon or tomorrow. Matthews and her brother Derek, both accused of being party to first-degree intentional homicide. Criminal complaint says Derek Matthews provided his sister the gun used to kill Michael Gahan, with whom Donna Matthews had been involved in an on-and-off relationship that got a little bit stormy in recent years. Well, the old days of large crowds and cell tower placements anywhere, long gone, partly because state law took away most local control, explaining why nobody spoke out against a proposed 125-foot tower on some vacant farmland at 2215 Airline Road in Mount Pleasant. Village Development Director Logan Martin explaining to the Plan Commission there would be little impact, if any, since it's pretty much vacant farm property involved here.
The overall proposed lease area, which would be enclosed by a 6-foot vinyl fence, includes 3,600 square feet and is set back 89 feet 11 inches from the west property line and 101 feet 6 inches from the north property line. The lease area includes the tower, the initial T-Mobile 9x14 equipment platform, as well as two future mobile carrier lease areas.
Mark Ninneman represents American Tower, and T-Mobile said this new tower would be for three carriers total.
And this will be one of the straight monopoles, just a single spire, if you will, not a self-support triangular type tower. There's room on the tower to support three carriers, and there's room on the ground to support three carriers, T-Mobile being the first.
The only citizen comment was really an inquiry about placement of the tower, the answer being close to Airline Road and away from the residential area. This will join a handful of other cell towers in that immediate area. Well, at a time when Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian is talking about the potential for an $8 million parking structure east of the post office with new development, a raise order was issued last week for the city's only existing parking structure, though demolition likely won't happen anytime soon. 7 months ago, city officials ordered the ramp closed just north of the former downtown bank building on 57th Street. Both the city and the owner of the structure, Paul McDonough, agree there are serious deficiencies in that parking ramp, but still disagree on what it's going to cost to repair it. McDonough figures about $150,000. City hired a contractor who claims it's more like $330,000. That is more than half the value of the structure, so the raise order was sought, according to City Administrator Frank Bassetti. He also notes it does not preclude continued dialogue. McDonough's goal is to have the ramp repaired by winter, noting tenants in the building that he owns depend on that ramp. City of Racine borrows money all the time to accomplish certain projects or to make certain purchases. And when the opportunity to refinance that debt arises, well, the move is made, likely with two recent issues that the Common Council approved. Brad Vigut from Robert W. Baird said the $11.7 million for capital improvement borrowing carries an interest rate of 1.698% this time around.
The city was out in the bond market locking in commitments from investors, and this 1.968 is really the final rate that we've come up with. This is a short-term or an interim financing. It will be taken out with a long-term borrowing later this year, probably in November.
So the other issue, $3.7 million for the water utility, geared strictly at cost savings. Both the SP1 and A-plus ratings on the respective refinancings, very good according to Vigut. Both resolutions to save the city six figures in terms of the borrowing unanimously supported. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting at 5 o'clock this evening. That's room 307 at City Hall. That agenda includes requested approval for the sale of full-size and cremation graves in a new section of Mount Cemetery, a request to move now on the purchase of a new Quint truck for the fire department, and to waive the bidding in favor of a contract with Pierce for about $750,000, delivery to be by December of next year. Also, the city attorney's office looking for another lawyer next year to help reduce the need for hiring outside legal counsel. There's the police department's request to accept a formal agreement with Mount Pleasant for use of the village's indoor shooting range, and recommended payment of an adjusted property tax assessment for Incinerator for almost $34,000. And speaking of money, Brewers legend Robin Yount, his memorabilia, sold some of it over the weekend, or in recent times anyway, did it online. It was an auction. He's trying to downsize a little bit. Sold about $200,000 worth. 72 items, including the bat for his 3,000th hit, and the ball was almost $34,000. The bat itself, about $49,000. Sold the items, again downsizing, for going into a new home. This is an online auction that began early in August, and it ran until this past Saturday. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.